With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Rainbows, and we're going to answer a question that many people have, whether they're allowed to look at rainbows or not. Well, if we open up the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, to chapter 2, 29, clause 1, we see that based on the Gemara, a person should not stare at a rainbow. The reason is that three images bear a reflection of the divine presence, and we're not allowed to stare at them. And the first is the president, the Nasi, at the time of the Holy Temple. But that's not connected today because we don't have the Holy Temple. But even so, during the time of the Holy Temple, the divine aura emanates from the face of the Nasi, the president. The second that is relevant to today is we're not allowed to look at the hands of the priests, the Kohanim, when they're blessing the congregation because the divine aura emanates from the Kohanim's fingertips as they're extended while blessing the people. And the third thing we're not allowed to look at, which is also relevant today, is a rainbow, because the rainbow mirrors the image of the divine glory. And by staring at a rainbow, it's like we're staring at the divine glory, and nobody's holy enough to do that. Well, staring at these three images, what happens? The Gemara explains that it weakens a person's eyesight. The Torah alludes to the concept of weakening eyesight for someone who sees the divine glory when it talks about Isaac's near blindness. The Torah says in chapter 27 of Genesis that Isaac's eyes had darkened. And Rashi explains from the Midrash that when Isaac was bound on the altar in the Akedah, the sky opened up and he saw the angels. And they were crying and their tears burned his eyes. With this in mind, we can all understand why we're so spellbound when we see a rainbow. But when we do see a rainbow, we should immediately make the blessing of Zocher HaBrit, which is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Zocher HaBrit V'Ne'eman Bivrito V'Kayam B'Mamarav, which means, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who remembers the covenant and who is faithful to his covenant and keeps his promise. Well, what's the promise that the blessing is talking about? That the rainbow, it's a reminder of Hashem's covenant that he made with Noah and with Noah's descendants to the end of creation and all the living creatures. It's Hashem also reminding himself that he won't destroy the world like he did in the time of Noah. Therefore, the rainbow is a sign that the generation is not worthy of Hashem's loving kindness. And Hashem keeps us alive because of his promise, not because of our deeds are so great. Well, the message of a rainbow, it's designed, it's all for the good because it's to stimulate tshuva and self-evaluation, but it's not to torment ourselves, God forbid. So the rainbow, it tells us that we need to make tshuva and penitence. And that way it's a positive message. And we take a message from Hashem. Hashem says, and wants to get stronger in tshuva and to get closer to him. Now, what does this mean? It doesn't mean all types of stringencies. It means that we have to clean up our gossip, our dishonesty, and our scorn for a fellow human that's so prevalent around today. And we all need to make a stronger emunah commitment to the Almighty. Even so, because like everything else we see in the course of a day, it's all personal message from Hashem. Hashem shows us the magnificence of his divine presence as he bestows it in a creation like a rainbow, because Hashem wants us to be a reflection of his divine presence, just like the rainbow is a reflection of his divine presence. What does that mean? It means for men that we have to be a lot more careful in preserving the divine covenant, which is personal holiness, guarding our eyes and guarding our thoughts. And that way we can be worthy vessels of the Shekhinah, the divine presence. And for a woman, the message is to check herself in modesty, both in dress and in behavior and speech. For the more modest she is, the more she becomes a vessel for the Shekhinah, the divine presence. One clarification in closing. The Melitza Rebbe Shlita told me that while looking at a rainbow is not a good idea, it's forbidden, a person is allowed to look at the pictures of a rainbow. With that in mind, may your life be as beautiful as a rainbow, and may we all merit seeing the divine presence in our midst, be in our days. Amen. God bless.